This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports on the United Nations highest court ordering Israel to clear the way for more aid to get into Gaza.
The top court of the United Nations has issued two provisional measures against Israel in the genocide case brought by South Africa. It's ordering Israeli officials to open more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and supplies into Gaza and to report back in a month. The European Union's also urging Israel to lift the roadblocks. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Micheál Martin says the food is there, it's just not getting in.
It is criminal. It's absolutely a scandal that children are malnourished, that half the population are facing famine.
Aid groups say complicated inspection procedures and continued fighting are delaying aid convoys. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Norman Hall now reports on the latest developments on the bridge collapse in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland.
The top court of the United Nations is in.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will use the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge brought down by a cargo vessel. The machine can lift up to 1,000 tons. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland deeply appreciates support and the $60 million the federal government has provided so far. Moore says removing the wreckage and replacing the bridge will be extremely difficult.
We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
The port's closure has ships waiting offshore, drying up work for dock workers, and crippling regional shipping. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haiti now needs between 4,000 and 5,000 international police to help tackle catastrophic gang violence, according to the UN rights expert for the conflict-racked Caribbean nation. William O'Neill spoke at a news conference launching a UN Human Rights Office report he helped produce, which called for immediate action to tackle the cataclysmic situation in Haiti, where corruption, impunity, and poor governance compounded by increasing gang violence have eroded the rule of law and brought state institutions close to collapse. The report, covering the five-month period ending in February, said gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports, a Russian veto means a panel of experts lose their mandate to monitor enforcement of nuclear sanctions against North Korea.
The sanctions themselves will stay in place, but the Russian veto means the panel's mandate will end next month.
Russia's been violating these sanctions, of course, for some time.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Moscow's imported weapons from North Korea for use in Ukraine, and Western allies say Russia's veto was a bid to shield that.
Today's vote will only embolden the DPRK to act with further impunity.
Deputy U.S. UN Ambassador Robert Wood says Russia's looking to silence independent investigations of North Korean activities. Moscow's ambassador says the West is trying to strangle Pyongyang, and the sanctions are becoming both irrelevant and detached from reality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP's Karen Chalmers reports on a U.S. journalist who has spent 1 year behind bars in Russia on espionage charges.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has marked a year behind bars in Russia after his arrest by Russian authorities. Guards take the American journalist from the notorious Lefortovo prison in a van for the short drive to the courthouse. The proceedings are always closed. His appeals are always rejected, and his time behind bars is always extended. Then it's back to Lefortovo. His friend, Guardian reporter Pyotr Sauer, told the AP that Gershkovich is staying strong.
He remains hopeful for his release. He's not broken, neither physically or mentally. He's in good spirits.
His mother, Ella Milman, says she's proud of how her son is handling the situation.
He's standing there smiling, defiant. Head is up high.
Gershkovich was arrested on espionage charges a year ago while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Michael Brown. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.